Today, as part of a conversation that we're having about all things dementia, it is Dementia Action Week from the 21st to the 27th of May. Dementia Awareness Week, you may well know it as. And so it's a time really when we are doing exactly that. We are making people aware and we're meeting a variety of people. And in the studio today, I have two people. I have Stuart Cracknell and Jeanette Cracknell. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, we're going to be talking a little bit today about a football match that is happening. So football fans have got their ears pricked up there. And also Making Space, which is a national charity and a leading provider of adult health and social care services. The reason that you have come into this is 5 years ago, Stuart, you experienced being diagnosed with dementia. I think probably it's a good place to start is how did this happen? What happened a few years ago that both of you thought, okay, this is something that we need to deal with and look at?
Well, I think it all started with quite a bit of memory loss, more than anything. I didn't realise, but obviously Janet picked up on it, and she said, I'm going to book an appointment, go see the doctor. And it just went from there, really. So I had to do a few bits and bats, like memory questions, and then answer them. And I got quite a few wrong, which was, you know.
Was that one of the first times when you thought, oh, okay, this is...
Yeah, I suppose so, really. I didn't realise it, put it that way. You know,
what did you see, Jeanette? What made you notice?
Well, it was forgetting things at home, jobs that needed to be done, but it were also coming home from work. He'd worked at his job 35 years, coming home saying that he'd been called into office for doing things wrong. Well, he'd never ever done out wrong before. And then he had a funny do at his mum's where he couldn't see anything. It was just like flashing lights. So I went to emergency GP. They said it were migraine, a form of migraine, but to go to our own doctor. And when I went to our own doctor, she did a memory test, which she failed. She later did one 2 weeks later and he failed it again. So she then referred him to a specialist to have more in-depth tests.
And how has it been since then? Because after those tests, I presume they said, you know, Stuart, you have the early signs of dementia. Mm. How does that affect your life and what you do day to day?
Well, at first it didn't sink in. I think it took a day or two. And then you sort of think, well, okay, you know. One thing that they did say was keep busy. That's the main thing. Keep your brain ticking over and, you know, it won't be too bad. But I do get frustrated a lot, quite a lot. But I've learned to live with it now. I mean, 5 years down the line, I actually went to see my specialist yesterday and he was really, really suited.
Oh, that's good.
They did actually prescribe a couple of tablets, didn't they, for to slow it down, which are working.
Right, okay.
And
it's one of the key things, isn't it, to catch it as early as you possibly can, because there are things that you can do.
Yes, I mean, actually, when I went for the scan, it turned out that I'd had two slight strokes, which I didn't know about, which came as a bit of a shock, obviously. But I try to carry on as much as I can.
And what's your... Because have you got a family? You've got children?
Yeah.
Grandchildren?
Yeah.
And how are they? Have they noticed anything or do they understand what's going on?
Our two daughters do, because they're grown up. The grandchildren, the younger two, it didn't really affect because they were too young, but the oldest two are taking it really bad. Really, really bad. They're frightened the granddad's going to forget the name and... They're quite close to you, the oldest two. So we've got very, very good support from our daughters, which is good. And grandchildren help you, don't they?
They do, yeah.
That's good. Got to respect their elders anyway, haven't they?
Yeah. Absolutely right. Yeah.
You do. So you are part of then, you work a little bit with Making Space, and they are a charity that provides a whole range of different support for a whole range of different people. As part of this group, you are organising a football tournament. Are you both football fans?
No.
No? No. I used to it.
No,
no, neither of you are football fans. You picked the wrong sport.
Well, I know. No, I'm a big rugby league fan.
Okay, so, why football then?
Well, a few years back, I did one for Royal British Legion football tournament for juniors, and it worked out absolutely brilliant.
Second time round,
well,
then.
Why not give it a go again? So I approached the school's organiser or coordinator, put me ideas forward, and yeah.
And they said yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, where's this happening then, and when, and how can people help?
Sandyland Sports Centre at Skipton.
Right.
It's going to be held on the 7th of June, which I think I can say is definitely the date.
It's a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. We've got, at the moment, we've 8 teams, which consists of 4 girls' teams and 4 boys' teams.
How old are the teams?
The year 7s.
Right, so age 11.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have 2 trophies.
Right.
One for the winners of the girls and one for the winners of the boys. And we're hoping to get, I won't say man of the match, but player of the match.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need more players then, and you don't need trophies. What do you need? How could people help sort of spread awareness of this match and spread awareness as well of Dementia Week, which is all part of it?
Well, we'd like, if we could, for people to come down. The only thing is it's going to start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and I know there'll be quite a lot of people at work. But maybe parents could come down and support. Hopefully we may have some people there from Dementia Friendly, if they need any advice or anything like that, to just have a chat about it. They may have some family members that have it, and you know, they just want to talk, basically.
Do you think that's an important thing to do?
Absolutely. I do, really. The more you talk about it, the more information you get, and I think it's the best way to approach somebody with dementia. It's a bad disease, obviously, and I class it as a disability, but it's not like not being able to walk or sort of things like that. It's not noticeable.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that. You don't ever look at somebody and know that. So
that's right.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us, because it's probably not talked about enough, as are loads of issues, loads of things related to health. And so it's really important that we are helping to spread the word. Just one more time, Stuart, the date and the place of this football match so that some people can come and watch.
The date is the 7th of June, which is a Thursday. The place is Sandylands Football Ground. Can I just say that the 2 trophies we're going to call them Dr. Kamath trophies.
Okay.
Which was the specialist who's been looking after me, or is still looking after me.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
I had a word with him yesterday, and he said he would be honoured to have his name on the trophies.
Okay, Dr. Kamath trophies on the mantelpieces around Skipton. They're
that's
on the way.
Yep.
Well, Stuart and Jeanette, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.